And we no longer pass the plate, but there's a basket in the narthex for your free love will offering and for the support of the church. But we do take this time to give thanks to God for our many, many blessings. And we're grateful and thankful that Ellie is here with us, and we're looking forward to her ministry. And with that said, anybody got a good praise this morning or thankful?
I do.
Good.
Marcus felt good probably 4 days in the last 2 weeks. And I'm so thankful for his good days because his
other days are terrible. Is this one of them? Hallelujah. Yeah. Way to go, Mark. He's smiling. Look at that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's been pretty miserable.
Yeah.
We have some other good news, too, don't we?
We have some other good news.
Uh-huh.
Instead of us leaving for the whole month of July,
yeah,
we are going to get Mama down here and my nephew, perhaps.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good. That'll be great.
Yes. So there may be a switch of everything there.
Yeah.
Did your sister have to watch you?
Yeah, I know. I don't know how many of you have been caregivers. But it is a lot.
Oh, yeah.
On one person.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we can give her this kind of break, it would be like 1,000 Christmases in one. Mm-hmm. Just for her to have a house to herself.
Yeah.
Have time to herself again.
Yeah. How many campers are in that house?
13.
Uh-huh. See, so her mother's there, and her and her mom are real close. They talk on the phone every day. I don't think you've ever missed a day, probably. Couple of times. Anyhow, so she watches her mom because she's in the latter stages of Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And then she's able to sit here at home and watch her way up in Indiana with all those cameras. That's pretty cool. So
really
now
is.
It'll be better to watch her in person.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's great. That is exciting. Anybody else that enjoys prayer? Yes.
Last week I raised prayer for a woman in my office whose sister was having a biopsy. They got the results back this week. It was benign.
Hallelujah.
Oh, so that was a blessing all the way around. So she was very concerned. She's kind of the rock of her family after her parents passed away. And so to be able to get that news and plan for moving forward was just a blessing.
And we're thankful Phil and Betty made it back from way over the pond.
Way out there. It's the first time we went in the Baltic area, all Scandinavian countries around there. They have similar histories, but they're quite different than ours. They have a long period of pagan history. And then we got a history of a reconstruction of the war. Terrible there. So it's interesting to see the history.
And all your connection flights and everything were still on schedule, or did you have any?
Early,
good.
Wow.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. We're grateful that you had a good time, and we're grateful that you're back.
Yeah.
How about anybody else? Sandra, what are you grateful for this morning?
Yesterday, we went down to Panama City, and we celebrated Father's Day with my father-in-law.
Oh, good.
And my mother-in-law, she is almost 91. She'll be 91, which she kept reminding us yesterday. And had fun sitting in the living room watching them pick at each other. And so girls miss boys.
Yeah, this past weekend was the 75th Watermelon Festival in Monticello, and the rain has been a challenge, and it quit raining Friday night, so our heart really went out to all the vendors, but they maintained and we were able to. We usually go down on Friday night instead of Saturday because it's so hot in the daytime. And it was also Judy and I's 31st anniversary at the Watermelon Festival because it was our very first date when we met each other. And that's where she took me to the Watermelon Festival. So it was good. But then the weather held off pretty good yesterday. It didn't start raining until after 3 o'clock. And that was about the time they were
lucky.
Yeah, so but they had a great turnout and it was a good thing. And It's just neat. It's what Monticello is like, the Hallmark. If you watch any Hallmark movies, Monticello's that kind of town. It's just really, everybody's close together. They like to have street festivals and that kind of stuff. So it's cool. All right, well, let's sing the doxology this morning as we thank God for all of our blessings. In Jesus' name, stand if you're able.